Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. I'm Anthony Moore. I serve as the senior pastor of Carolina Church, located in Fort Washington, Maryland. I'm honored to have you on what's called our prayer call line, and I thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak into your life and certainly helping you to grow in the Word of God. I don't take it lightly that you all will wake up every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. that we might be able to come together, touching and agreeing, and coming to understand something about God that will help us be developed in our walk with the Lord. In addition to us being developed with walking with the Lord, we are in fact becoming disciplined in developing our prayer lives as we intercede on behalf of others. I've been meeting with you all here of late, talking about the promises of God. And I will continue today dealing with that, specifically helping us to understand what do we do with these promises that we have been given by God and certainly placed in our arsenal so that we can use for the benefit of our maturity in trusting and faith in the Lord. I told you all last week, and I think it's worth me reiterating, when you start talking about the promises of God, I need you to know that a promise is only as good as the integrity of the person making the promise, or the worth of a promise, or the authority and power to execute the fulfillment of that promise. God is the most reliable and trustworthy and powerful person in the universe, so we can confidently count on his promises. We can expect all the promises of the Lord to be yes and amen in Christ. We can take the Father at his word because his word is true. And he does not change. He is who he is, and he does what he says he will do. He has all the wisdom and power needed to execute his promises for his children. According to Psalms 33 and 9, Psalmist writes, "Therefore he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." So according to Revelation 3, verse 7, the Lord is true and his promises are sure. When you and I pray out of the knowledge of his promises, we can pray with a level of expectation for the answer. And that is exactly what the Apostle John meant when he writes unto us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, and he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Now, we do know, if we do not know his promises, we will not be able to confidently go before him in expectant faith to receive the manifestation of his promises. But as we grow in knowledge of his promises in the word, we will receive a deeper faith, which will result in a life of trust and obedience. Faith doesn't come from information, but it comes from deeply dwelling upon the word of God. And this is what God wants for us. We bring him honor and glory when we fully live in his redemptive promises, and as a result, fully live out divine destiny. Now, as you can see by our list, we have many promises. As you can see, we have many promises, many that the Lord has given unto us. We've gone through and we've listed these promises. The question for us is, what do we do with them now? What do we do with these promises? There's so many that God gives them to his children, and most of these are huge promises. I went through the list. I've given them to you. And I've only given you a little bit of what God has promised in his word, but I wanted to make sure you had something in your arsenal that you can begin to utilize and pray and become better in your own faith in the word of God. Most of the promises that the Lord gives unto us are huge promises. And the truth of the matter is, it can sometimes be hard to trust God that he is who he say he is, or that he will do what he promises he's going to do. You know, our hearts are sinful. We can just go ahead and acknowledge this. Our hearts are sinful, and since you can't say it, I'll say it for you. Our hearts are sinful, and we struggle to trust in God's faithful goodness. We struggle. In the midst of our struggle to always see how these promises are going to come to pass, you know, I'm suggesting we can trust and know that God is at work because of who he says he is. So allow me to give you some helpful tips on how to trust in the promises of God. I want to give you four of them, four tips on how you can begin to trust in the promises of God. Number one, you need to begin to memorize and meditate on Scripture. You need to begin to memorize and meditate on Scripture. Remind yourself of these truths. Understand what they are really saying. And commit them to memory so that you can remind yourselves of these promises in times of need. Psalm 1 tells us, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." That particular psalm itself will walk us through and help us to understand the importance of meditating on God's word. So I want you to memorize and meditate on Scripture. The second thing I want you to do with these promises is I want you to pray over the promises of God. Pray over the promises of God. When you're struggling to trust, pray. Let me say that again. When you are struggling to trust, pray. When you find it difficult to trust God and take him at his word, pray. Ask God to help you trust. Ask God to help you believe and have faith in his goodness. I want you to pray his promises back to him. The Bible tells us that his word shall not return unto him void. So I want you to pray his promises back to him, asking him to do what he says he will do. So number one, I want you to memorize and meditate on Scripture. Number two, I want you to pray over the promises of God. Here's number three. Number three, I want you to remind one another of his promises. We're going to remind each other of his promises. We need to be pouring these truths into one another's hearts and minds as we walk alongside each other through life's ups and downs. When your brother or sister in Christ is struggling, remind them of the trustworthiness and nearness of God. So number one, we memorize and we meditate on Scripture. Number two, we pray over the promises of God. Number three, we remind one another of his promises. But then number four, I want you to continue to seek God wholeheartedly. I want you to continue to seek God wholeheartedly. As you wait, pray over and plead for God to work. Now, I pray this gets you started in thinking about what it looks like to trust in the promises of God. It isn't always easy to trust, but I'm thankful that we get to bring our doubts and we get to bring our struggles and we get to bring our fears to the Lord and be confident that he hears, that he cares, and that he loves us with an unending love. Now, I hope I just set somebody free because I want to say this again. I need you to hear me. It isn't always easy to trust, but I'm grateful to God that we get to bring our doubts, our struggles, and our fears to the Lord and be confident that he hears, that he cares, that he loves us with an unending love. We get to do that, you all. And so I want to challenge you on today. Memorize and meditate on the promises of God. Pray over those promises. Remind one another of his promises. And then you continue to seek God wholeheartedly for yourself as we seek to activate the promises of God in our walk with God. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you all to join me in prayer today. I want to ask you to pray for Northeast Presbyterian Church, their pastor, Pastor Ed Harding, transitioned on this past Sunday. That church is in need of our prayers. Pastor Melvin Maxwell of East Friendship Baptist Church suffered from a massive heart attack last week. And that church and that family and pastor needs our prayers. I'm asking you to pray. I'm asking you all to pray for Pastor George Gilbert, who needs our prayers. Pastor Stephen Tucker of the New Commandment Baptist Church needs our prayers. I want to ask you all if you would just pray for your own prospective pastors, and because pastors and churches all over this world in this dark time needs our prayers. Praying for the lives lost, those families on the Key Bridge, Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. Praying for those persons who were injured as a result of that. For lives that have been yet unaccounted for. We're praying for those persons. Praying for Jackie Thomas. She's returning back to chemotherapy treatment. We're praying and believing God to heal her body of the pneumonia. Deacon Sharon Durham, Brother Gary Davis, Sister Mary Davis, Deacon Evelyn Mack, praying for Tanara Irby. Tanara, we're praying for you. Sister Martina Baxter, she's preparing even now for testing. Continual prayers for Elder Jones, Elois Dix. Continual praying for Deacon Ruby, Robert Briggs. We're praying for Shayna Baltimore, suffered from an aneurysm, believing God to heal her body, to restore unto her her mental capacity and her ability to utilize all of her limbs. Praying for you on today, those of you on this call, as you go through your day, praying for God's hedge of protection to be around you. For those of you who join us from other locations other than the DMV, we're praying for you on today. We don't take it lightly that you would take time from all over to just be a part of this prayer call. We're praying for you, for those that will be on their way to work, those who are at work, those who are getting ready for work. Grateful to God that you got a job. Praying. Praying today. For sick and shut in everywhere, if I didn't call your name, just know that we're praying for you. And though I may not have called your name, God knows your name. But more importantly, In addition to him knowing your name, he knows what you need even before you ask him. Father, I pray today that you would lend your ear. We are told in your word, God, that you in fact hear us when we pray. We're told in your word, God, that you collect our tears, and that even as we are crying, God, you are a tear collector who in fact knows our sorrows. So we know that you hear. God, we know that you care. We know even today, God, that you love us. And you love us with an unconditional love. It's an unending love. God, we thank you. But even though we have not done what you told us to do, and that even though we have gone contrary to your will, and even though we did what you told us not to do, and we left undone the things you told us to do, God, we are so grateful to know that, Lord, you are a forgiving God. And so a few of your children come today asking you for forgiveness. We come asking you for forgiveness. We thank you that your word tells us that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we pray, God, for forgiveness. We pray that during the course of this day, you will give unto us your strength. Give us the strength to get through the day that's before us. Not only do we want your strength, God, but we ask, God, for your wisdom. We know we live in an age of information, but God, we don't want information. We want your wisdom. We want wisdom that comes from you, God. We want wisdom that comes for you. So, Lord, as we go through the day, give us your strength. Give us your wisdom. God, can we ask you today, as we go through this day, give us your peace, that no matter what happens, that no matter what seems to take place, that no matter what the situations might be that might confront us on this day, give us your peace. Hallelujah. God, we want your peace today. We pray for your peace. We pray for your peace. We pray for your peace. We decree and declare the peace of God be in our lives today. Lord, we not only pray for your strength, we not only pray for your wisdom and pray for your peace, but Lord, we pray for your presence, God, for your presence. Manifest yourself in our lives today. Help us to do what we didn't even know we could do. God, we pray for your presence because we need you. For the families and the bereaved and the sick, God, and the troubled in mind and the hearts that are heavy laden, we pray for your presence today. God, pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray for your presence. Lord, have your way in our lives, God. Make a way, God. Manifest yourself, God. You do it, God. Do it, and we promise you, we won't rob you of any praise, any credit, of any glory. We'll give it all to you, because we know had it not been for you on our side, God, where would we be? Calm us even now. In Jesus' name I pray, and all the people of God said amen. Hey, thank you all so very much for your time and your presence on today. Thank you. appreciate you tremendously and giving you some principles. On your mark, get set, let's grow. Hey, listen, I want y'all to have a great day on purpose. Know that I love you all.